probably our next UFC product to come out of Western Australia. He's an exciting product. His name is Quinlan Sal Kidd, and they're just sort of settling themselves in the studio at the moment. He is only 24 years of age, and I think he's going places. And Brett Benetti, as we know, is our man that covers everything when it comes to mixed martial arts and also boxing. Brett has followed the progression of Quinlan Sal Kidd in recent times, and he actually rang me and said, Peter, would you mind if I bring him in? Because we've had a pretty good success rate with the previous two UFC fighters here in the SEN Sports Day studio. Every time they've come in, of course, they've got the Guernsey, and they're now part of the UFC. I feel this young fella could be the next big thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brett Benetti, it's great to see you here on Sports Day WA. Welcome back to the studio, and nice to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back in, Peter. It's very exciting times.
Big news regarding Jack and Steve, and of course, we're a bit of a good luck charm, aren't we, regarding these two?
We certainly are. We had Jack Della in the studio in 2020 before anyone knew who he was. Now he's number five in the world in the welterweight division. Steven Astroboy Usyk announced that he's getting a title shot against flyweight champion Alexandre Pantoja on May 5 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. That is absolutely massive news. So we are the good luck charm, and I've always been able to pick out up-and-coming talent, and we've got another one in the studio that I believe is UFC bound.
Okay, tell us more about it. Quinlan Sal Kidd is his name. I got it out. I believe there's a bit of Norwegian-Italian in the surname, but introduce our special guest.
Yes, he is the current lightweight champion in Eternal MMA, Australia's best MMA promotion.
Hey, Quinlan, how are you going?
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me on.
You know that we're the good luck charm.
Yes, I am. Very excited. I'm expecting, some good news as of
Where are you at the moment? Your career path, are you happy with the way it's progressing?
Yes, I am very happy with the way I know I'm ready for that next step now.
24 years of age, when did UFC become part of your radar and now hopefully your profession?
Maybe quite a few years before I even started training. Like, I become a fan of the sport probably when I was about 16. And at that time, I was playing footy. So my dreams at that point was to be, in the AFL.
Eagles or Dockers?
Eagles.
I'm right, Eagles, okay. Yeah. They probably need you at the moment.
I reckon I could do well, man. I still got the skills.
And then?
Yeah, and then it's always kind of been at the back of my mind. Like, at that time, on my way to footy training, I've been watching, like Conor McGregor highlight videos and motivational stuff, to pump me up for footy training. So I think it's always been in the back of my mind. And then in 2018, when I was 18 years old, UFC gym opened up in Balcatta and I started training. And then ever since then, I just got hooked and become addicted. Mm.
Brett, I know your last couple of questions of Quinlan, but what do you see in him that maybe you even saw in Steve and Jack?
I just think he's got the talent, all-round talent as well. He's got a great skill set. He's got great striking. He's excellent on the ground. And again, his recent victories as well, it's been a combination of stoppage victories, but also submission victories. But he also shown that he's got cardio as king in this sport as well. So you've got to be able to have that striking technique and also have a good ground game. But also, if you get tired, you're going to find yourself trouble in the later round. So I think that not his last fight, he was able to get the submission victory in his last fight when he defended his title against Dom Marfan. Mm. But his previous fight against Brett Pastore from the US, he was in control for five rounds, and Pastore, to his credit, was able to last the distance. But it showed that Quinlan could dominate five rounds. So that was a really impressive performance for me because, again, you see these guys getting knockouts and then getting the step up, and then once they get taken into deep waters, they run out of gas and then they get found out. There is rumour that's circulating that UFC 305 will be in Perth in August. Is that something that you want to sort of focus on rather than going through those routes of either the Ultimate Fighter or Dana White's Contender Series?
Yeah, I've also heard those rumours of UFC 305 in Perth in August. That would be, the number one goal is to get on that, get the local kid on, fighting in Perth, UFC, home crowd. That is, I couldn't think of anything better. Yeah, pretty much. Other than that, yeah, I'll be happy to be on the Dana White's Contender Series as well. That seems to be the path for most, you know, Aussie fighters coming into the UFC. So, you know, either, I'm happy.
You almost took a different path last year. You were scheduled to face someone on the road to UFC, and then that opponent pulled out injured. So what would have been that path if you had have gone through that fight? And I believe you would have won, but what would have been that path if you had have had that fight in the road to UFC?
I don't think there would have been any like guarantees. I think it was just like a, you know, just a great stage to perform on. I would have got a lot of eyes on me, and I was pretty much just a replacement on that card. I think like last minute, road to UFC is more getting like the Asian market into the UFC. So I was just like the lone white boy on that card. and yeah, unfortunately, someone from the actual tournament, missed weight, didn't pass his medicals as well. So then they chose my opponent to replace that guy, and which left me with no opponent. So I wouldn't say it was a all-around bad trip. You know, it was good to meet some people, and I got to upgrade from it myself. So it was a fun trip still.
The evolution and the growth of the sport is just amazing. I'm a rookie. Don't tell me. I don't understand it as much as Brett does, but there's a lot of people even here at work and people that I speak. I had calls today, people hearing the rumour that UFC 305 could be here in Perth in a few months' time. People ringing me saying, have you heard it? Have you heard about the news? If so, can you tell me more? If so, if it's happening, get me tickets. The interest is just unbelievable. Tell us about your fighting style. Now, it's got written here, gangster style is your fighting style.
I love gangster style.
What does that mean? Tell me the fighting style. Now, you're chuckling and laughing. Tell me more.
My fighting style is anything goes. Like, doesn't matter where the fight ends up. You know, I've proven in my fights I can finish the fight.
So where are your strengths? If you had to pinpoint your strength, where is it?
You name it.
So you reckon you're all round?
I'm all round.
Is that correct?
That's exactly what I said before about cardio, you know, on the ground game and the striking. That's why, again, you've got some fighters that are more stronger in different areas.
So you're saying he's complete?
Very well rounded.
So Quinlan's on his way. Mm. So what's your next pathway to hopefully joining the likes of Steve and Jack?
Oh, man, the next thing is just, you know, getting an opportunity inside the UFC. I know I'm ready. I've been, you know, preparing for this since day one. Day one of training and wanting to compete, I wanted to get into the UFC and become the lightweight champion there. Like, my goals have been, you know, nothing has changed for the past 6 years.
I want to ask you about, obviously, your gym because, again, I've called, you've main evented Eternal MMA a few times, called your fights on UFC Fight Pass. Your head trainer, Ramel Luistro, Magic Mike himself. Tell us a bit about him because, again, it's great to see when you get your victories. You can see that he's invested in your journey as well. He gets very excited, obviously, you know, training you and obviously when you get your victories. So tell us a bit about Magic Mike.
Man, he's the life and soul of the gym. Like, everyone loves him. My favorite part about when I win a fight is actually watching the replay, and if I can see in the corner, just looking at his reaction. I love seeing his reaction, and you know, since day one, he like took me under his wing and become like a second like father figure for me. And yeah, it's just, you know, always had his faith in me, and I've trusted him since day one.
Just before we go, you've got a bit of a moustache. Now, we've got it on a popsicle stick here, and we've got a moustache, which is a nice brown moustache, which, of course, Quinlan does possess as part of his presentation. We'll post it on socials when we have the photo. We'll all be sort of parading Quinlan's moustache. Tell us more, Brett.
It's rocking the mo. I called Quinlan's first professional fight. Didn't go his way, but the way that he went away and learnt from that loss, he got the mo and hasn't lost since Rockin' the Mo. It's like a Mitchell Johnson sort of
right?
style. Hasn't lost since Rockin' the Mo. And then it's become a thing. I saw him after he defended his belt against Don Marfan. He was in with two of the Eternal girls taking the photo with these on. How long are you going to keep the Mo? You keep rocking the Mo.
It's a permanent thing.
Good on you, mate. Well, thanks for joining us. Good luck. You've got to make one promise. When you do get signed for UFC, you know who you conduct the first interview with? Us two. Brett and Peter, okay? And we're speaking to Boss Lady. Is that okay? We've got the exclusive when he gets signed.
You're speaking to the wrong person. You need to be speaking to Yasmin Frank.
Speak to the boss.
Good stuff. Mate, good luck. Thanks for joining us. You present really well and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, Brett. Thanks for your time. Thanks to Quinlan Salkid for joining us here in the studio. And look out for his name in coming weeks.